Good morning, and thanks for tuning in KSLM this fine day here on 104.3 FM and 1220 AM as we now present Good Morning Salem with Stacy Ann.
Good morning to you. How are you on this Monday? Oh, it's a wonderful day indeed. I'm loving this fall weather, nice and crisp in the morning, and then it's going to warm up beautifully today in the 70s. Hope you had a wonderful weekend, my friends. Not sure what you had available to do or what you ended up doing. Maybe you raked leaves. Maybe you worked in the yard. Perhaps you went for a ride. We had an opportunity to ride up almost to the Washington line. We were right on the Columbia River, visited with some friends. Want to do a shout out to my friend Jim. We had a wonderful birthday celebration over the weekend and a wonderful birthday and got a chance to hang out on their boat right there on the marina, and that was a lot of fun. And then yesterday, they joined us for a motorcycle ride. We rode over to Independence and had dinner, and I just love, there's something about that park in Independence that just brings a smile to my face. It's such a beautiful area, and I think part of it is growing up, so many fond memories of fireworks right there on that hillside, watching the fireworks as a kid, and to see that area just doing so good and the businesses there and that whole downtown community. Just a shout out to those of you that have worked so hard over the last 25 years to kind of redeem that area of our wonderful Willamette Valley. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio KSLM. I'm Stacy Ann, hanging out with you on this Monday. So glad to have you with me. And I want to say to my friend Rebecca. Rebecca has the business The Trunk. It's a women's resale boutique. And Rebecca just celebrated on Friday 7 years. 7 years. That's phenomenal. Congratulations, Rebecca. And The Trunk, if you don't know about this wonderful little resale place, it's tucked right next door to the Elsinore Theater. And she does a phenomenal job of finding barely used clothing that are upscale pieces of clothing, and then she sells them out of her little boutique. And she has such a skill to help you find clothes that work for you and your style and your vibe and all of those things. Anyway, congratulations, Rebecca. And if you know a business celebrating an anniversary, this day and age, it's so important to get alongside of our businesses. If you know someone celebrating a birthday, please let us know if it's your birthday today. We want to say happy birthday to you. And we're continuing the conversation today to encourage, engage, empower each and every one of us to do all that we can to be the best that we can. And today is another wonderful opportunity to visit with not only a good friend of ours, but also a sponsor of the morning show. I brought Bill Sunderland, Country Financial, Sunderland Agency. He is here with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, my friend. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great this
good
morning.
Good to be here.
How was the drive? Give us a little bit of a road report coming
it
here.
It was really, really nice. Sun not quite up yet, but that's okay. And it was beautiful. I think it's going to be a wonderful day
a
today.
Wonderful day. Well, good. Well, we have lots to talk about today as we continue.
We sure do.
To talk about the fires, and I want to remind our listeners off of our brand new website. If you go to our website at kslm.news, go there, and on the very top there, you can click on wildfires. This is really important because, you know, it hasn't been in the headlines as much, and I'm going to work on getting there right now. Here's an update, because I think it's important that we not only be aware of it, so that we can keep our friends in prayer that are contending with it. But also, I think sometimes other things take headlines, which certainly we will get around to it, talking about President Trump and COVID-19. But I think it's important that we realize that that we're not done with the fires. There's 9 active fires right now. So far, 971,520 acres have been burned. The Lion's Head Fire, 46% contained. The Beachy Creek fire is 59% contained. And so these are things that are really important. And the Holiday Farm as well is 78% contained. The Riverside is 57% contained. Archie Creek is 91% contained. So you go on our website and you hit wildfires and you can get all the information. The other thing is that there's some resources now developing and there's some actual hands on the ground trying to help families. And it's important that we get that information. I'll try to round up some of that today, a little later this afternoon. So if you have been affected or someone close to you has been affected by the fire, you're accessing all of the resources that are available to you to work on rebuild and knowing what you need to do next. And hopefully we can be a part of that solution as well. Now, when we talk about the fires bill and we talk about, you know, you're in the insurance and in the financial planning sides of business, we talk about fires and loss. What are you finding from, what are you hearing from those that you've insured as far as the process?
Right. Yes, good. Initially, lots of people calling with lots of questions about, well, what are my coverages? What happens if I'm evacuated? Where do I go? Is there some kind of coverage for that? And we were able to answer those questions fairly quickly. And that's one of the nice things about Country Financial. We are reps here in the area. It's not an 800 number. You're not going to call and get somebody, I don't know, St. Louis, for example.
Right.
We are here to help with that. So that's been really, really great. A lot of folks who were evacuated may have had access to additional living expense money, those kinds of things. But we worked really, really closely with our claims department, and I think they've done a fantastic job. In fact, Country Financial just won an award for their customer satisfaction for their homeowners insurance. J.D. Power & Associates rated Country Financial the number one company in the nation for customer satisfaction for homeowners insurance.
Wow, that's certainly something to celebrate for sure. Now, I had a question. Maybe you can help me on this. So if a family, like they their house, part of their house or around their house, their house is not livable, but they have some stuff in their home that was salvageable, and they put it in storage. Now their stuff's in storage somewhere.
Correct.
How does your stuff in storage get insured?
Right. So that's personal property. And so that would just be a location on your policy. Or in this situation, it would just be something you would notify your claims person about and say, hey, it's in storage. And there might even be money to pay for the storage at that point. So you just want to talk to your claims adjuster and be sure that you're communicating very clearly about that. And they would either add that to the policy if necessary or just make a note of it and make sure that the bill got paid.
Well, and I know that there are families, in fact, it was touched on this morning, I think even in Jeff Croft's morning show, Political Coffee, where there are people who lived up in the canyon who moved there because it made more economic sense.
Sure.
It's more expensive to live in Salem. And so those families have been impacted profoundly. Maybe they had insurance, maybe they did not have insurance. But even those families that have insurance, do they sometimes have pretty significant deductibles and things like that? So I'm trying to think of ways. Maybe even our station, if we did like a day of giving, you know, and we generated funds for these families, even to meet their deductibles and stuff like that.
Sure.
Are they usually, what's an average deductible
on a home?
Well,
it really depends. So it's changed over the years, right? Yeah, I talked to someone a little while back who had a $250 deductible for their homeowner's insurance. And what I like to tell people is don't pay the insurance company any more than you have to, frankly. And so most people have $1,000 deductibles, and some of my clients do have higher deductibles, but we have that conversation to make sure they know what that means. The higher the deductible, sometimes you know, the more thinking you have to do before you want to file a claim. And homeowners insurance really is for major loss and damage. I mean, that's what it's there for. And so if it depends on your financial situation. If you need to have a higher deductible and you appreciate lower premiums and you're okay with that, your emergency fund is where it needs to be, you have a couple $1,000s there, if you need to file a claim, you can file it, that kind of thing. Perfect. If you would rather have a lower deductible and you don't mind paying a little bit more in premium, then that's okay too. But it's important to have that conversation. It's important to check in, like I do with my clients every year, and make sure that that's still where you want to be. And if not, we can make those adjustments.
I think that's great. And I think we need to get into a little bit of nuts and bolts this morning, if you're okay about, like, maybe some of us are looking at, wow, if this would have affected me today, it didn't, fortunately, come into Salem. But if this was to, what do I need to have in place personally? And I think if we could do, if you'd walk us through a little bit through this hour.
We talked about the Bob last time too.
Yes, I want to talk about things when you talk about risk and protecting asset protections and things like that. I want to get into some of that. So you have, and I also want to say, folks, if you want to enter into this conversation, give us a call, 503-589-1220. Bill is game to answer questions the best to his
Absolutely,
ability.
Yeah.
And we can talk about those kinds of things. In fact, I think we have a caller on the line now.
Good.
Let
Wonderful.
Me see if I can pull her up. So when we talk, Bill, about protecting and having a game plan, what do you believe is the best way to start? I mean, if you're a young couple, mm-hmm. like I think of mm-hmm. my son and daughter. In fact, mm-hmm. I just announced on Friday that they're going to have a baby.
Oh, wonderful.
I don't even think I've told you. Nathan
no, I
and
don't
Abby,
think you did.
You got
no.
a chance to meet Nathan
we
and
have
Abby.
A chance to connect.
They're expecting.
Oh, wow.
And so they don't own a home yet.
Okay. Yeah.
But they're both in their careers mm-hmm. and they're doing very well. And what kinds of ideas... suggestions would you have for them just to get started? And so I'll let you think
sure,
on that.
Sure, yeah, I'll think on that.
Let's bring up the phone conversation here. Good morning to you. How are you today? Welcome to the conversation.
Thank you.
Who am I talking with?
My name's Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer. What kinds of questions do you have this morning?
Well, I've been thinking about saving for retirement, but with two kids, a car payment, a house... Mm-hmm. I just don't even know where to start. Hmm. Balancing everything seems so overwhelming. Hmm. Is there a way I can get started so that I can have something for retirement?
Sure, sure. It's good. Well, it's a really good question. A lot of people out there are dealing with that kind of scenario. You have a lot of single moms. You have people who are just trying to come back into the workforce. And absolutely. So one of the things that I would recommend is it doesn't have to be complicated and it doesn't have to be expensive. If you can set aside even $10 a week to get started, if you can do $20 a week, that's even better. But discipline yourself if you can to pay yourself first. It's something that isn't discussed often, but so very important. You know, you have a lot of obligations, a lot of stressors, a lot of things going on. So I think it would be very motivating, even if you had a jar or something and you put $5 in a week or whatever it is you can manage, and then do that for a while and pretend the jar is not there unless you go visit it to put something in, and really discipline yourself not to take anything out, and that's a good way to get started, and then we can have a deeper conversation about how to get that money working for you then going forward. So excellent, excellent question. I wish you all the best. Thank you.
And thank you so much for calling and being a part of the conversation. One of the things that, Bill, I think people think they have to have a bunch of money to get started
Correct.
In saving and invest in all of these things. They really don't
no,
have to, right?
No, you just
you
get
start where you're at mm-hmm. and get into that habit of doing so. And there are some things that can work for you as little as $25 a month, right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
And so I think it's important to start that conversation. Your consultations are complimentary,
they
right?
are indeed.
There's no cost to meeting with you and putting a game plan together.
That's right.
And maybe you can't start today, but you can start in 3 months mm-hmm. or when you get that tax refund check or
exactly.
you know, things like that. We're continuing the conversation today. We're opening up the phone lines for any questions, 503-589-1220. So excited to have you in the studio, Bill. And after
Good
this break, I want to talk a little bit more into some nuts and bolts mm-hmm. and take some more phone calls because I think these are real things that people are dealing with. People are dealing with financial insecurity in
yes.
a sense. And if we,
sure.
but we can address that. There's
Absolutely.
Things that we can do to shore up our home to face
yep.
crisis
mm-hmm.
in a little more stable position. So we'll open up the phone lines, 503-589-1220. We'll be back after this. KSLM. Enjoying a wonderful Monday together. Hello, I'm Stacey Ann. And I'm here with Bill Sunderland with Sunderland Agency, Country Financial, and we're talking about practical things you and I can do to make sure that financially we have some security, and when crisis comes or the wind blows, mm-hmm. I remember this even as a kid.
Oh, yeah.
You know, talking about, you know, where are you planted?
Right.
In sandy ground or, you know, in good ground?
Solid ground.
Yeah,
right.
In solid ground, and when the winds blow, mm-hmm. are you going to be able to weather the storm, right?
Yeah.
And so I will say those that had a plan, had mm-hmm. adequate insurance, those kinds of things, it's disruptive and certainly, you know, lost pictures and mm-hmm. memories.
Yeah,
and
you,
there's no dollar amount that can ever right. replace those relics and things that our family passed down. I mean, it's just, mm-hmm. it's intrusive. And having lived through in high school a fire, I know how tragic that is mm-hmm. and how traumatizing that can mm-hmm. be. It's even more so for those that don't have a plan. So what can the rest of us do right now to make sure that we're in, even if you don't own a home,
mm-hmm.
what should they have if you're just renting a home?
Mm-hmm.
What should we have?
Well, so we're dancing around a really important sort of overarching concept, and that is protecting what you have and growing
mm-hmm.
what you and being where you want to be. So there's two sides to that. So for the renters out there, renter's insurance is critical because it provides liability protection. A lot of people don't realize that. Liability protection. So that's just if you go out and do something or say something that harms somebody else, there's liability protection to protect you in case, you know, in case of a lawsuit, that kind of thing. And also it protects your personal property. So one of the key concepts is if you're renting, you need that, and also your car insurance. Of course, you're obliged to have that.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you have a loan against your home, you're also obliged to have your fire insurance, your home insurance for that. So protecting what you have and then putting time, effort, and energy, and it does take time, effort, and energy. It takes some steering,
mm-hmm.
right, to grow then. And pay yourself first. Don't make Visa and MasterCard rich.
Mm-hmm.
Stop doing it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to get you where you want to be. Instead of paying them, pay yourself. You know, find a way to, again, $5 a week, $10 a week, whatever it is you can afford to do, find a way to put those debts and put those things behind you. It's going to take a while. It's going to take discipline. It's going to take energy, but you can do it, and we can work together to make that kind of thing happen. So think about this as your journey,
mm-hmm.
and think about this as you doing the kinds of things you need to do to get financially healthy. It would be no different than going for walks on a daily basis, meeting with your insurance and financial person once a year to make sure everything is where it's supposed to be. It's the same basic kind of concepts. It's not necessarily popular because, well, insurance is insurance, right?
Mm-hmm.
Some people have a kind of a negative view of it, and that's okay. Let's have those conversations, though, so you know where you're at and you know where you're at now, and then we can get you to where you want to be in the future, and that's a key piece.
And that's beautiful, and it reminds me a lot, and I'm listening to you here, and you're kind of sounding a little Dave Ramsey, right?
Uh-oh.
I'm a huge fan of Dave Ramsey. Of course, he broadcasts here weekly, 9 p.m. every night, and he gives sound financial advice, and I love it because it's principled.
Correct.
So it's not a commercial. It's principled things that anybody can take in a practical ways that people can get out of debt,
mm-hmm.
and have their money work for them instead of against them. And that's mm-hmm. what you meant. Don't pay Visa, MasterCard.
Right.
And so many, the normal thinking is security is having 5 credit cards, right? So for that emergency. But Dave Ramsey says have an emergency account, right?
Yeah.
And in this day and age, with this expensive, even just renting, you know, $1,300 for a 2-bedroom.
It's ridiculous.
How do you mm-hmm. have, what do they say for an emergency fund? What should a family of even 3 or 4 have?
Well, you know, the conventional wisdom, if you will, is 3 to 6 months of living expenses. Now, that's not income. That's expenses, right? So your rent, your car payment, if you have one, your card payments, if you have card payments, anything
mm-hmm.
that you pay on a monthly basis, add all of that up, and what is that total, and then multiply that by 3 or by 6. Now, it's hard for most people to do that, so it's still better to have something, $1,000, $500, something, so that you have that sense of peace and relief, knowing it's there if you need it. That's
mm-hmm.
that's a key piece.
Mm-hmm. And I think I think the main thing, again, we're going to stress is to start somewhere.
You have to start somewhere. Right? And you have to start soon.
And the other side of it, on the other end of it, for those empty nesters, those that are wise, they've done well with their money, they're maybe living in a retirement, and they're looking at their children and their grandchildren and the influence that they can have on their future generations and help them. So many times I've watched this happen, that they want to help these kids and they just rush in and they pay for a $2,000 car, or there's a need and they're going to, you know. And,
I have to tell you about a conversation that I had just recently with someone I love very dearly. And they came to me and they said, well, one of my relatives wants to help me by paying for the things that need to be done to my car. And I said, well, that's really great. That's wonderful. But think about this for a second. You need in your life, your young life, all the things you can get that will help you build up your sense of confidence that you can do this on your own. I said, when you accept things from other people, it's okay to do that as long as it's in the right spirit. But if you accept things from other people, that might short circuit your ability to feel good later about, hey, I did this on my own. I did. It was hard. It was costly, but I did it. I did it myself. And if you need those experiences,
it builds courage.
It builds character and courage. Yeah.
Confidence. And then I can get through it no matter what's coming at me. I can get through it. And I believe so many times as adults, as mature adults, want to help.
That's right.
And we want to be, in a sense, needed. But if we're opening up a cocoon, and that butterfly can't fly correctly, we're actually not helping the situation. And I think there needs to be some wisdom in that.
You're hurting that person more, I think, than you're helping them. And you see that longitudinally, right? You see people that have been on sort of, I think it was Dave Ramsey's phrase, I think he says, financial, what does he call that? I'm a loss for words right now, but it's like a long-term care, you know, and when they get out on their own, they don't know how to function.
Right.
And that's bad.
Well, there's a little bit of entitlement feeling right now in this generation anyway, but I think we need to continue the conversation when we come back. And I want to ask you a couple political questions.
We'll
kind of change gears a little bit.
Sure.
We have 2 hours this morning, so we can get
indeed
into all kinds of stuff. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. I'm Stacey Ann, hanging out with Bill Sunderland. We'll be back with more after this. Talk Radio, KSLM. On this Monday, the 5th of December already, I just realized right around the corner, oh, Bill, my oldest is going to be 30 on the 15th of this month.
And whew, Christmas is coming a lot sooner than I thought.
It's
October, not December.
Mm.
Ah, you said the 5th of December.
Oh, did I say
you did?
For the love.
And I'm a stickler for numbers and accuracy,
yes,
so you know I'm going to call you on
well,
that.
Well, I'm glad you did. I must be thinking ahead. Yeah. But yes, October 5th. October 5th. I cannot believe this, where the time is going.
It's insane, isn't it?
It is. And we opened up the phone lines this morning, 503-589-1220. Together on this wonderful fall
day.
And we are going to see who's on the line with us this morning. Good morning to you. Thank you for joining the conversation. Who do we have today?
Hello, it's Baron Robinson.
Well, hello, Mr.
Good morning.
Kicking Cancer Guy. How are you?
I'm good, Bill. It's good to hear your voice.
Good to talk to you, sir. How are you?
I'm great. It's good to hear all the things you do to help with the fire situation.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah, it's tough for people. We do what we can.
So, Baron, what are you up to today?
Well, I was supposed to have a meeting at 7 o'clock, about two blocks away, and they canceled. And I heard your voices, so I headed your way.
Oh, outstanding, outstanding! So, talk to me a little bit about what's going on the 17th of October.
Well, you know, I would say it's ironic that I've been doing this too long to realize that's not even real. It's that you have Bill with you this morning. Because Bill is helping sponsor an amazing event here in Salem on the 17th.
You know, I am. I was going to try to make a joke and say it's the first I've heard of it, but I don't think that would come through very well. But yeah, yes, sir, you are right. On the 17th, yep, it's going to be a great time.
Well, we call it a love and run. And I realized when I did these Spartan races and warrior dashes that, you know, not everybody wants to get muddy. Not everybody wants to train for a Spartan.
Yeah.
But almost everybody I meet knows somebody affected by cancer, and they can at least walk.
Yeah, for sure.
And so we're going to do a walk or run, if you want, over at Volcano Stadium. We're just going to walk the perimeter of the parking lot one time, so it's not a 5K run. But when you register, you get a little badge that goes over your heart, and you write the name of the person you're walking for, and that's why we call it the Love and Run.
That's very cool.
I love it.
Bill, thank you so much for helping sponsor this event. This will be the third one that we've done. We did one in Corvallis last year. This is Love and Run Kaiser.
Outstanding.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Baron, for the update. And we're going to have you on the air later on this week. We can go more into detail. Thank you so much. Have a blessed day. Thanks for joining the conversation.
You bet. And thanks for all you're doing, Bill.
Thank you, sir. Have a great day.
Talk to you soon.
You know,
one of the nice things about Country Financial and what you're able to do is you're able to come alongside in a charitable way. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Well, it's one of the things I love the most about Country Financial is that we don't really spend a whole lot of time and energy and effort advertising. We just don't. We have the reps here, and we all work very well together in our area to serve people that we love and we care about. And so we put our time, energy, and effort into our local communities, and we do so to enrich the lives in the communities that we serve. And that's what I love, is the connection, being with people, helping them build their futures and protect what they have now. And that's what I love about Country.
And that's so good to know that a business that I'm involved in and participating in is giving back to the community.
Exactly.
That's very important to me, and to see it in action
is really pretty
amazing. And so I want to kind of take a little shift, because and at the top of the next hour, let's get more into some nuts and bolts again about financial planning and making sure things are secure. You know, we are in incredible times, and elections coming around.
They sure are.
Right around the corner on November 3rd. And I want to remind folks, make sure that you get registered.
Make sure
that you track your registration when you get your ballot. Fill it out, and I encourage you to take it to your county courthouse.
Just take it there.
Physically take it there, right? And so Friday, we had some interesting news nationally, finding out that our president has now tested positive for COVID.
Yes.
You had an interesting insight that you'd posted on Facebook on your personal page. Talk to us a little bit about this.
Well, I tend to be somebody who really enjoys learning the facts about things, and I want to try to the best of my ability to understand something from as much of an objective perspective as I can. I want to know the facts. I want to be able to form my own opinions, and then I want to be able to share that with people if that's something that I believe in, that I'm passionate about. And so I did see something on the internet. It was on a website that used to be fairly conservative. I'm not so sure now that it is. But anyway, the words that were used were Trump hospitalized. And then the second sentence is airlifted to Walter Reed. Now, if you are someone who is a more or less a casual observer or a casual consumer of media, you might look at that and go, oh my gosh, President Trump is on death's door. And nothing could be further from the truth. And I just think there's so much journalistic dishonesty in this particular post. So I went ahead and took a picture of it and posted it on my Facebook so people could see the real example of how this is apparently designed to get people to think that President Trump is sicker than he really is, or to somehow paint a picture of him that just isn't true, and hospitalized. Well, he went to Walter Reed. There's a work suite for him there at Walter Reed. Mm-hmm. It's all set up for him. He can do the same things he can do there that he can do at the White House or the Oval Office. It's set up for him. He's there being monitored. His health is being watched, and it's changing day to day, and we're getting updates on that. And the second line says, airlifted to Walter Reed. Well, no. He took Marine One as part of a contingency plan that I'm sure has been in the works for months now. Mm-hmm. So he wasn't airlifted out on a gurney in a helicopter and hospitalized, hooked up to machines at Walter Reed. And when you read this, you look at it, it comes across that way.
It's
so dishonest.
Emotional clickbait,
yep,
in my mind.
Yep.
And if you don't know what that means, it's getting you, they'll run a headline on a social media so that you'll click to find more, and you get there and there's nothing. There's nothing. There's no substance. There's nothing. It's just more falsehood, fake news or whatever. And
right.
I love his boldness.
Mm-hmm.
This weekend, all the supporters outside cheering him on, praying for him, and he decides to show them that
sure.
he's doing good.
Doing fine.
And he can wave and hang out. And I love how the media thinks they have him cornered.
Yeah.
And he does something totally different as an independent leader of the free world. And
yeah.
one of the things that I heard in his videos, and I love mm-hmm. that he's directly putting videos out himself, not going through the media. And
right.
he's saying, look, I could have stayed in the corner up above, isolated mm-hmm. in a room, or come to Walter Reed and continue to work
right.
and do what I would normally do. I couldn't even go down. They wouldn't even let me go down to the Oval Office.
Yeah.
And I think I love his strategy. I love that he's bold and brave. We certainly need to be in prayer for him.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is going to be a huge, huge opportunity for us to see how COVID is affecting.
Right.
It makes me suspect.
Mm-hmm.
It makes me suspect in that he is so protected,
mm-hmm.
so many layers. He's been wearing a mask,
mm-hmm.
you know, all of this. He's not normally a handshaker anyway.
Right.
And yet he gets COVID. It makes me, it's like, is it in the drinking water?
Well,
you know, I mean, it's not airborne. Maybe
there is a dialogue there, isn't there? And I don't know exactly where that would go or what rabbit trail that would go down. But I agree with what you said, that he's got two or three layers there of protection. He's got people, advisors he's relying on to tell him when he should go and when he shouldn't go and those kinds of things. But what's really important, I think, is, and I've never seen anybody work as hard as this man is.
Mm-hmm.
I honestly don't know how he does it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not near as old as he is, and just watching it exhausts me.
Right.
But that's his nature. He has to serve. He has to work. He wants to do those things. But the other thing is, it's really important, and what he's not allowing to happen is he's not allowing for secondary and tertiary handlers, if you will,
mm-hmm.
to begin crafting the dialogue.
Right.
And that's key. And he sees that. I think he knows that. He's very aware of it. So he's not allowing that dialogue to be created for him. And then he's going a lot like Ronald Reagan did back
mm-hmm.
in the 80s. Reagan was notorious for going around the press and going directly to the American people
right.
by way of address through at the Oval Office. So Trump's doing something very similar to that now.
There was a key, if you have a chance to watch the video, in fact, I might share it up on our KSLM
mm-hmm.
Facebook page because I think it's very important. But
mm-hmm.
there was a key phrase that he used. I'm in this fight.
Yes.
He's in it now. And I'm fighting with you and for you
right.
as we discover what works best to deal with COVID.
Right.
And I think that messaging shifts
mm-hmm.
from the fear and the what ifs to, hey, it's here. It's
yep.
at our. It's not just at our doorstep. It's here. I'm
yep.
dealing with it, contending with it. And this is what we're going to do forward. And that's what we need from a leader.
Mm-hmm. Leaders hit problems head on.
Mm-hmm.
They don't delegate that authority down to a second or a third level handler.
Mm-hmm.
They face it head on. And this man does that.
Yeah. Well, I'm hoping with all the prayers and the people coming united, and I've seen on both sides of
mm-hmm.
the aisle where people are, I believe it's sincere, they really want him to get better.
Mm-hmm.
And there's been some hate out there as well and some conspiracy theories, but I really think that we're going to come together. I would love to see us as humans
mm-hmm.
be on the same page at least for a short time, right?
Well, we can talk about that too. I've got a whole other set
oh,
of thoughts
yeah.
around around. Why is it some people leave their humanity at the door?
Mm-hmm.
Why would you do that? And more importantly, why would you do that and then put that on Facebook so other people can see how little humanity you have?
Well, in the common sense factor, mm-hmm. that's the part that I go, really? Because there is no common sense in that
Correct.
Statement at all, and it doesn't add up. Here you have a bright person, a college-educated mm-hmm. person, and then they make the statement, and it's mm-hmm. like, based on what?
Based on what?
You know, and so we need to get common sense back as the norm, right?
Well, and I think a lot of the other side is, well, and we can talk about this next time too, but I'll finish up my comments a little later.
All right.
Music makes me nervous.
Hold that thought, yes.
Okay.
You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, having a wonderful conversation with Bill Sunderland this morning, Country Financial Sunderland Agency. He's there to serve you. Be sure to connect today. We'll be back after this. KSLM, news that you can use on this Monday and every day. I love it when I get a little text message from my mama in South Dakota. Mom and Dad are listening. Good morning to you. And she's like, oh, you're all messed up on all your dates. I was like, I need more coffee. Yes. So on the 15th of October, my son will be 30, and he was born on my dad's birthday. So that's a pretty significant date, your very first grandson born on your birthday. And so it just makes me aware, oh my goodness, 30 years ago I had a baby.
Yeah.
And so, time goes so very fast. And we've been talking in this last segment a little bit about politics and certainly President Trump and being diagnosed with COVID-19 and how that's going to play out. It just shows you this year has just been such an unpredictable year. You know, and I think oftentimes to scripture where it says man has his days planned, but God has another plan kind of thing. And the reality is, and the Bible is a basis for my life. And John 10:10 is an incredible scripture. It says the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Mm-hmm. But God has come to give us life more abundantly. Mm-hmm. And that is just a foundation
right.
for me. Another one is I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength, which also leads into why I'm so big about being an overcomer,
mm-hmm.
over, around, under, or through. No matter what we're facing, mm-hmm. we'll get through this. And it's interesting in having these conversations, I will tie this all together, having mm-hmm. conversations with people that you love, your friends, your people that you've known for years, and then you find out that they're going to vote for Joe Biden.
Mm-hmm.
And they find out you're going to vote for Trump, and they have these assumptions and these or they make statements, as I discovered visiting with friends over the weekend, that they may be voting for Trump, but man, the conservatives got to let go of the abortion issue. You know, that's just how it is. That's how it's, and it's a whole,
sure.
wait a minute, you're talking to the wrong person about that, because, you know, in the same amount of time since COVID, and this is what I was able to explain, look, we have all these standards, wear a mask, the shields, we were in a restaurant, all the shields, like to talk to the person on the other side to make your order, there's shields, they have a mask, you have a mask, all these protections.
Mm-hmm.
We've lost over 500 Oregonians in this COVID pandemic, right?
Absolutely.
Most of them not from COVID. Let's
Correct.
Just make it other underlying conditions.
They had comorbid
they
conditions.
They had other things going on. So 500.
Mm-hmm.
But in that same time frame, friends, we've lost over 3,300 babies.
Mm-hmm.
In that same time frame. Mm-hmm. That's like wiping out the town of Jefferson.
Mm-hmm.
There's a little insincerity going on right
sure.
now. You can't tell me to protect my health and those around me and be so caring and compassionate
right.
when you can't even care for the least of things. So
right.
so going back to the conversation,
the most vulnerable,
the ones that are not...
can't speak for themselves, can't advocate for themselves,
and,
can't do any of those things.
And what about their choice?
Mm-hmm.
So So anyway, so how do we have these discussions with these friends? How do we get to where they want to listen and we want to listen and have a better understanding?
Well, see, I think it's just that exactly. Mm-hmm. I think that there's so many people out there who, and they may or may not be voting for Biden. I don't want to pigeonhole anybody into mm-hmm. any certain thing. But if you observe, and if you are liberal, or if you are a Democrat, or if you are a Biden supporter, and you observe all of these things going on out there by people similar to your beliefs, they have similar beliefs to you, mm-hmm. to yours, and you have a belief similar, and you want to have that conversation, but you're afraid to because you see all of these people vilifying and demonizing people that think like you do, mm-hmm. or that think like a Trump supporter would mm-hmm. be. You're going to be a lot less inclined to want to share your thoughts because you think that having that conversation means that someone's going to try to A, convince you differently, or B, say you're a horrible person for having the beliefs that you do. And I think the key piece here, and what I do and what I love to do, is just listen.
Right.
If you get together with somebody, and I have a friend right now that I'm talking with that has been a friend of mine, a lovely, dear friend of mine for 14, 15 years. And they just found out that I am going to be voting for Trump, and they're just sick. And they're just really struggling with that. And so
because you don't fit their mold of a Trump supporter in their mind.
And they're okay
probably.
With me being conservative. Yeah, mm-hmm. no, I don't fit the typical mold,
narrative.
I guess, or
yeah.
narrative. But I hope and pray that I have a chance to get together with them and just listen to their views.
Mm.
You know, I just want to listen. I don't want to try to convince them of anything. And I think that's where people fall prey to that part of the dialogue, is that they don't just listen.
The hardest part about that is when I've had conversation or dialogue online or in person mm. with people who are anti-Trumpers, they use dismissive things like, you're smarter than that. Come on, Stacey.
Correct.
Things
right.
like that. And it's like, don't do that to me.
Mm-hmm.
Don't patronize me, I guess. And it's like,
well, and I want to hear why it is you don't want to vote for Trump, and I genuinely want to hear why it is you want to vote for Biden or for whomever you choose to vote for. I want to hear that.
Yes,
I want to hear that because I want to share that, you know, that mm-hmm. dialogue with you. I'm not going to make judgments about it. You're going to vote for who you vote for. I'm going to vote for whoever I'm going to vote for.
Well, and the question for me is, what has Trump done to you specifically that makes you not to vote against him?
Then there's
in
that
sense.
Too.
Yes.
Right?
So these are all conversations I think that are hard, mm-hmm. but we need to be having with the persuadables, because we know those on the extreme left and the extreme right probably aren't going to budge.
Right.
But there's a whole group of people right in the middle that are still influenced, you know, mm-hmm. even up through the next, you know, 20 some days. Mm-hmm. And that's why every day counts and every move counts, right. and every dollar counts. Yesterday, it was so cute. My classmate of Senator Denise Bowles, and I'm like, how can I get some fundage? That's a Stacey word.
fundage
to you, yeah. you know, to continue in your campaign. And mm-hmm. I was trying to connect with her, and mm-hmm. I found out where her schedule was and found her, and she's like, oh, here you are.
Right.
So we were on our bikes, and it was really fun. And just we had watched a YouTube video, mm-hmm. And the ad on the YouTube video was attacking her. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, the other side is so clever where they're peeking up and mm-hmm. going against people and trying to influence thought. But she's strong. She's staying out of that. She's staying focused. Mm-hmm. And I'm so proud of her.
Well, that's great. And, you know, and likewise in my situation, I have clients who are very liberal. I have clients who are dyed-in-the-wool Democrats and their fathers and mothers before them were.
Mm-hmm.
I don't love them or serve them any less than anybody
exactly.
else.
Exactly.
And, you know, that's the thing that's the key about having that security in who you are as a person, mm-hmm. and be able to love people where they are and care for them and serve them where they are. And I think that's the key.
And the beautiful part of that is over time I have a dear, dear friend back in South Dakota, dyed-in-the-wool Democrat, mm-hmm. over time, because she's watched enough mm-hmm. conservative mm-hmm. Republican individuals or independent individuals, she is now convinced the way she's been thinking hasn't been right.
Maybe not the best
but
for her.
But it's taken
yeah.
time, mm-hmm. you know, to watch that, and it's because people have loved her where she's at.
That's
you
right.
know, and
the key is listening.
Listening, mm-hmm. compassion, mm-hmm. having that dialogue, and it's okay to agree to disagree.
That's right.
That's the beauty of it.
Just
right?
don't burn my business down or destroy my property.
Well, and my question is, if I put a sticker on my car and I have good car insurance, and it gets keyed up. Is that covered?
Well, actually, vandalism and malicious mischief, probably.
Okay, well, we'll get into that more as we get into the hour two. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, completing hour one, going into hour two with Bill Sunderland, Country Financial, talking about insurance, financial responsibility, what we can do to make sure we are secure moving forward. We'll be back after this. You might be-